Do you find yourself thinking about what is going on in New York City at all?
Sometimes I do. I just don't, like, really know what I'm thinking about at the, like sometimes I just think about it in, like, the middle of my day, mm-hmm. like when I'm supposed to be doing something else. Like,
so when you start thinking about it, yeah. What are you thinking,
like,
about?
I usually think it not, like, in a school day. I think about it when I'm watching the news, really about it. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
And what does it make you think about?
It just makes me think about, I don't know, like, it's just crazy what's happening in New York, because it's the most craziest thing there that's happening for the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. So, and there's the most people there.
Right.
And we know a lot of people that are there.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you're glad that we left.
Yeah.
Correct?
Uh-huh.
Even though that's home, right. You're glad we left.
Right.
And today is a little show and tell, so what are you going to show and tell?
I just lost my first two teeth. And as you can see, there's two growing in.
All right, so?
So it happened by a year ago, so before the pandemic, I went to the dentist. And they took an x-ray, my first x-ray, on my teeth. So the dentist noticed that they were like the slivers, very slivery.
Slivery?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Slivery teeth.
Slivery teeth, what does that mean?
That means like the thinnest, darker, thin.
Thin?
Yeah.
So slivers, what, slivers were in between your teeth?
No, thin, and then just tiny bit, a little high. Just like a tiny bit.
Those teeth going in behind. Yeah. Oh, so, little slivers of the teeth behind. Got it.
So she noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you'll get a wiggly too soon. So that was true. So I just lost those two that she said I was going to lose. And now they were getting really wiggly. I only had one that was wiggly at first. And then the second one was wiggly after the first one, and that one came out first.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy.
If you don't do this, then we're not friends. Well, you got to be able to have confidence in yourself.
Right.
To then stand up for yourself. So how have you handled that? Because I do know that this comes up.
Right. So I feel like it's never true stuff. It's never true.
What do you mean?
Like, when they say that, it's like, even if you don't do it and they say you're not friends, that's literally just that moment, really.
Right. Yeah.
So, and even if it's, let's say, even if it's longer, it's like we just talked about, it's like, if you, like, follow what your mind wants to do and what you want to do.
And what you think is
right.
Right.
What you think is right. Even if they're not going to be your friend.
Right. And as you said, and something we've talked about a lot, if someone says that to you, they're not really your friend. And two, it's just in that moment. Anyway, they're going to forget about it. But it's, I do know that it's tough to hear and then think, well, oh my God, she says she's not going to be my friend, but I do want her to be my friend. But if someone is going to say that to you, then they're really not your friend. But how else could you, and I know we've discussed this, how else could you handle that? If someone says, if you don't let me have some of your lunch, or if you don't play with us today, I'm not going to be your friend. How else could you handle it?
You could also say something into the moment to them about how that's not fair, and that you should tell other people how you would want to be treated. Because, like, let's just say that, like, you're one of my friends,
okay,
and you're saying that I could say to you, like, why it was fair, like, and that, like, I wouldn't treat you that way, so don't treat me that way, because if you treat me that way, I'm going to treat you that way, and no one wants that.
Right, so, and you say in the moment, and yes, exactly right, and something else you could say is, so, you're willing to throw away our entire friendship, because I don't want to play that game with you today. Think about that. Have you ever been in that situation where you've said, wait a second, you say you don't want to be my friend just because of that? Then what are we doing anyway?
Yeah.
Right. Think about that. Think about the big picture.
I wouldn't want to be mean to you if I wouldn't want someone to be mean to me, basically.
Right. What's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a whole lot easier to be kind than it is to be mean to somebody. Yeah. It's almost like being mean.
It's like
hard. You have to go out of your way to be mean.
It's like basically. It's like there's a brick wall between kind and mean. But you're usually on the kind side. We have to break the bricks with your hands, basically, to be on the mean side.
Yeah, you gotta like think about it and try to do it, which makes it disappointing.
Who wants to?
Yeah, why would you want to spend your time doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm glad the way you handled it. And I would just continue to handle it that way. And, you know, eventually you'll find people with enough respect for themselves and self-esteem and self-respect for themselves that they have that same type of respect for you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm proud of you. Love you.
Love you. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, and this is my dad, Noah. And every week, we just sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. And this week, we're going to give out some awards to our favorite Trader Joe's products. And this is inspired by the Trader Joe's podcast, and they just gave out some customer choice awards, so we decided, let's do our own.
So,
and if you have any favorite products that you love that we didn't mention on here, we would love to hear from you. Best dessert. I love this category. Chocolate babka. Oh my, I think that's the best babka I've ever had.
We've had a lot of babkas.
Yeah, I have, and that is the best. It is so good.
What makes it so good?
It's very chocolatey, but it's not too chocolatey.
Okay.
It's not dry. It has a nice balance in between everything.
How would you describe, you said it's not dry, so how would you describe
it? It's moist.
Mm-hmm.
It
on the bottom,
melts in your mouth.
On the bottom it gets
a little crispy, I guess.
No, that's
I don't
on
know
top.
What it's
on top.
Top.
On the bottom, I think it gets a little gooey.
Yes.
And that's great.